My name is Casey Powell, president of Thompson Associates. Thanks for joining us as we discuss estate planning red flags. In case this is your first podcast to listen to in this series on estate planning red flags, just know that we want to equip you as development officers to help your donors and their families really just avoid unnecessary costs, delays, and stress. So we're discussing specific circumstances where an estate plan may not have the intended result. We hope that you will, after listening to these podcasts, be better able to identify some potential problems for your donors and to help them avoid them. Those who work with Thompson Associates, you can use these red flags as a segue to invite them into the planning process. So today, I am joined by Jason Meredith. He's the lead planning attorney for Thompson & Associates. He's been with Thompson & Associates since 2002. He lives in the Dallas area in Texas and has practiced law since 1998 and is board certified in Texas in estate planning and probate. We'll go a little bit of background with Jason. So we've been friends since seventh grade, when I moved to Amarillo, Texas and started going to Bonham Junior High and met Jason. We were in class together, played tennis together, and all the way from junior high through high school. And we went to law school together, got our MBAs together. And actually, the first law firm I worked at, and then Jason came soon thereafter, and we learned from the same attorney in Amarillo, Texas, on estate planning, Jerry Morgan at Burdett Morgan and Thomas. And I think they changed their name now, right, Jason?
But that's right.
But that's been a while back since we were there. But Jerry Morgan taught us both really good planning techniques. And I bring him up because today we are talking about portability and preserving the unused exemption at the death of the first spouse. And I remember Jerry talking about estate planning and how he would explain it to the people that were sitting in the conference room as a ticket. You each have a credit, an amount that you either use it or lose it. And that's not necessarily the way it is anymore. And so I want to just throw it to Jason and let you kind of explain to us, you know, and give us a brief history of the estate tax law and this use it or lose it exemption.
Well, I'll be happy to, Casey. So, well, we're going to first quickly talk about what exactly is the estate tax law. Now, on this conversation, we're not talking about state taxes. We're talking about federal taxes. And there is a federal estate tax. And if you think of this as a transfer tax, it's basically what happens is, when assets transfer from one person to another person, the government tries to tax that transfer. That's why it's called a transfer tax. It's not an income tax, it's a transfer tax. And at its basic level, there's a certain dollar amount of assets that one person can leave another person tax-free. That dollar amount is kind of commonly known as an exemption amount or an exclusion amount. Those terms kind of are interchangeable, but think of it as the total tax-free amount that one person can leave to another tax-free. And you know, Casey mentioned that he and I started practicing law in 1998, and back then the exemption amount was $625,000. Might have been $650,000, but it was a pretty low amount. And if an individual tried to transfer more than that to another person, the tax rate was like 55% on anything over $650,000. It's a very, very punitive tax. And so that's the basics of the estate tax law. Well, like Casey was mentioned a few minutes ago, when an individual passed away, they either used their exemption or they didn't use their exemption. Well, that didn't make sense to me at first when I first started practicing law. Why would you not use it? And this comes up when we have a married couple. So let's pretend here in our illustration, we've got a husband and a wife. and the husband passes away, and he leaves everything to his wife. Very simple estate plan. He says, upon my death, I leave everything to my wife. That is a transfer from one person to another person. However, and it's a tax-free transfer, but for a different reason. It's a tax-free transfer because of something called the unlimited marital deduction. And all that basically means is one spouse can leave an unlimited amount of money to the surviving spouse and pay no tax. But it's tax-free because of the marital deduction. It has nothing to do with the exemption amount. So in our situation here, husband leaves everything to the wife. He did not use any of his exemption amount. It went unused. And that is because everything transferred to the wife, tax-free using the marital deduction. So like Casey said, when we first learned to practice law back in 1998, if the husband left everything to the wife tax-free because of the marital deduction, his exemption from the estate tax went unused. Well, it doesn't sound like such a bad thing, right? We like the idea of assets moving tax-free, but the problem came, here's where the problem comes. If the estate was too large, the husband, when he left everything to the wife, it stacked all of the couple's assets in the wife's estate. And now when the wife passed away second, if her estate exceeded $650,000 at the time, then she would owe estate tax on anything above $650,000. And so together the couple could have left, you know, $1.3 million tax-free or two $650,000 exemptions, but because the husband didn't use his, it was a use it or lose it type of situation. Because he didn't use it, the married couple only got to take advantage of one of their available two exemptions. And so that's a little bit of the history of kind of where we were with the estate tax exemptions.
Okay, well, where are we now? What is the law now as far as the deceased spouse unused exemption amount?
Well, over the years from about 1998 through about 2009 or 10, our exemption amounts grew over time. They grew from, you know how I said they were like $650,000. They grew up to $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million, $2.5 million, or $3.5 million. They kept growing. Congress kept changing the law, and they were growing over time. Then an interesting thing happened in about in 2011. In 2011, a new tax bill came into play, and our federal exemption, the estate tax exemption, remember this is the tax-free amount, was increased to $5 million. But what was interesting is not only did they increase the exemption to $5 million, our federal law introduced a new concept into the estate planning world called portability. And portability, what this did is it allowed a married couple to use two exemptions in a much easier fashion. So here's what would happen now after beginning in 2011. Take our same scenario. Husband and wife, husband passes away, he leaves everything to his wife. Now, we just talked about how that transfer from husband to wife was covered by the unlimited marital deduction. So there's no estate tax at first death. But as we've discussed, that stacked all the assets in the wife's estate. Well, now, beginning in 2011, the wife now has a new option. It's called portability. She can file a tax return called a 706 estate tax return. She can file this return with the IRS, and she can basically say this on the return. She can say, IRS, my husband passed away. Everything transferred to me. My husband did not use any of his tax-exempt amount. And she can say on that return, I want to grab his unused exemption amount and add it to my exemption amount. Okay, so again, in 2011, the exemption rose to $5 million. So here's the wife who has her own $5 million exemption. She can grab the husband's unused $5 million exemption, add it to her exemption, and now she has $10 million of tax-free amount that she can pass on to other people, other persons. And it allows a married couple to be able to pass on that total wealth and use two exemptions in a much easier fashion. And so that's new as of 2011.
But they have to actually do something. It can't. It they're the surviving spouse has to proactively do something on the estate tax return.
They do, and what this that is exactly right. And what the interesting thing about this is, the law says that the spouse has this right. The spouse can claim this unused exemption, but the spouse must do that on a timely filed 706 federal estate tax return. Well, that return is due 9 months after the death of the first spouse, and so this is not automatic. The surviving spouse doesn't automatically get this exemption of this unused amount. They don't automatically get it. They have to proactively do something. And that's filing a return. And that can be problematic. I've met several clients over the years who, surviving spouses, who will come to me and say, well, my husband died a year ago and, you know, everybody told me not to make any major decisions in the first year, just let things settle. And it's been a year, and now I want to come back in. And what do I need to do? Well, the problem was the spouse needed to file that return within 9 months, and now we're past the 9 months. And so that's something for a surviving spouse to realize is if upon death of first spouse, there may be some things that need to be done relatively quickly, and to seek advice and counsel on what might need to be done at this time.
Okay, so bringing this full circle as far as, you know, for us as development officers, you know, as listening for potential problems, you know, this is a potential problem. I think you just hit on it. Is you know, the death of the first spouse, that there has to be a timely filing of this estate tax. Otherwise, there could be some really bad consequences. It could be, and so this is where, as development officers, maybe we need to be listening for this. And so, you know, and looking for the potential of this red flag, you know, of causing some bad consequences in the future. So, you know, am I thinking right there, Jason?
You're exactly right. You know, as development officers, a development officer's job is not necessarily to know the law, and definitely not to give legal advice or tax advice. That's not what development officers need to do. But you're exactly right, Casey. They can serve a very good purpose here, a very good role in identifying situations where someone might need help. And so if we have a development officer who has a donor that they know real well, and one of the spouses has passed away, it wouldn't be very difficult at all for the development officer to say, no, there are definitely things that need to be done. You definitely need encourage that donor to surviving spouse to seek legal counsel, seek a CPA, make sure everything is being done the right way. I find so many times where the surviving spouse, assets just transfer automatically to the surviving spouse. They go to the bank and they take care of a few things, and then they think everything's done, and they don't realize there are other things that might need to be taken care of, other tax returns and things to be taken care of. And I think that's really where the development officer can come help in this situation, is just to bring to the surviving spouse's knowledge and awareness that hey, there may be more that needs to be taken care of here. Just please seek out some counsel just to be sure everything's being taken care of the right way.
Yeah, I think it's not. It's still a very small percentage of our donors who are going to have this issue, and this is going to be affected by the families will be affected because the estate tax exemption is so high now. But the fact that you are aware of that as development officers and talking to the donors, it, you know, we very well could. We don't really know who has these very, very large estates, and but it could help them. And they will be very grateful. Their families will be very grateful if we do catch some of those and help them take advantage of the unused exemption amount and save a significant amount of tax in the future as it's transferring to that next generation. So I think it's really good habit, like you say, Jason, to help our donors, hey, get advice, make sure everything is tied up and get a second opinion. And you know, you just don't want to play chance with that.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, Jason, thank you. It's been good. Great discussion on the use it or lose it exemption amount and the deceased spouse unused exemption amount, the portability issue that we have now that is a really could be very useful to a lot of the states. So thanks for that.
My pleasure.